Henry? Henry?
Bob, President, I'm in the President's office. We were talking about the stopping point on the way to Russia.
Yeah.
And he's raising again the question of whether Austria isn't a possibility. Doing Salzburg, not Vienna, but going there and doing that, spending two nights as we had originally planned to do, and he'd see the chancellor, you know, for a visit, and
mm-hmm.
that, which would destroy the idea of a rest stop. In other words, it'd just be a stop with a non-allied nation on the way in.
Well, the chancellor, if he wants to do that. I have no great objection to that.
He's just wondering if that isn't better than trying to go into Switzerland.
Well,
just a second. Hello?
Yes, Mr.
I don't want to bother you. Let me tell you what I have in mind. Just take a second. I don't like the feeling of a Spanish base, you know, and that's a problem any place in Spain. I don't like the feeling of the Azores, any base kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Switzerland poses the problem that you're aware of. Ireland's out of the question. Let me just make a case for Austria. In other words, I've always had a very close relationship with the Austrians from a personal standpoint.
Yeah.
The ambassador here is a great friend of mine. They'd break their backs to make it good.
Oh, no question.
And also, it is a country which is not allied to us or to the Russians. The Russians aren't going to be put out. Well, we don't care if they were particular, but and rather than going to Vienna, going to Salzburg, you see, which is a lovely town. You've been there, of course, haven't
you? Oh, it's beautiful. I don't know you'd find out whether they have an airfield.
Well, we landed there. Well, we landed there in a Constellation last time, so I don't know if they can take this, but the Salzburg Festival, I'll lay you money they got to build an airfield.
Yeah.
But if they haven't, but if it's, and I wouldn't mind seeing the Austrian thing, you know what I mean? What's an hour, hour's conversation during the day, that's all. You have a little meeting with them.
Mr. President, my objection to Switzerland, I share your concern about Switzerland because...
Yeah, oh, they're...
First of all, they're pains in the neck.
Well, pains, they're brokering money off the world and they don't deserve it.
Secondly, if you go there just overnight, you're going to have a tremendous operation for one night's rest.
And they won't help you, and the Austrians would.
That's
see.
Right. And if you go for two nights, it looks like a vacation.
That's right.
Because there's nothing you could conceivably
right.
do in Switzerland.
Right.
That... So I think Austria...
You don't mind our exploring it? With,
no.
I'd like to... This ambassador here, it's Hans Brube. You know him?
Very well.
He's a hell of a nice guy, you know.
He used to be their foreign minister.
Well, he was not only their foreign minister, but he was the ambassador to Washington in the Eisenhower period. And
yeah.
I know him extremely well. And where I got to know them so well was in the Hungarian refugee period,
yeah.
See. And I was there, and I spent over 10 days in Austria.
And they certainly have the facilities there, Mr. Brube.
They have the facilities, and their government would break their back, and the people would be friendly.
And the weather will be good.
Yes, sir. The people will be friendly. That's another thing. You know, we have no problem there of friendly people.
No,
you know what
no.
I mean, the Austrians, hell, they love Americans in Austria. They really do.
So, I think
okay.
if you're willing to see their...
Yeah, of course. I think we should see him, but just say we can only have an hour's meeting, you know.
Courtesy call.
Courtesy call, sure. That is no problem, because that gives us a chance to spend the day. We do need the two nights, really, to get ready for Moscow.
I actually think, Mr.
Yeah.
President,
yeah.
You'd be better off doing it that
I'll
way.
Press myself too hard otherwise, and we want to be really up good when we get in there. And Austria is very close to Moscow. That's the other advantage.
That's right. I think it would be a 3-hour.
Well, I'll have Bob check that out then.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, don't you think the way to check it is to, rather than putting it through, why don't we just have it checked with Gruber, or what's his name?
Yeah,
Gruber. How could we, how would be the way to do it?
I could do it easily enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my office could do it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's the way we've done it.
And, if you put it in the state channels, it gets publicized right away, doesn't it?
Well, I'll get you an answer by tomorrow.
Well,
I'm sure they'll be enthusiastic.
Yeah. Well, that's what I... And there's no problem with the Russians on that, is there? No. They know we have to spend our night.
That's where we signed it.
All right. Well, let's go forward then. You go forward with Gruber.
Right.
Fine.
I'll get you an answer.
Fine.
Right.